AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Syrian activists say pro-government forces shot at ambulances trying to leave eastern Aleppo and that at least three people have been wounded. Those ambulances were on hand to evacuate the wounded and six Syrians from remaining rebel areas of the city. The evacuation is supposed to be part of an agreement for the pullout from opposition-held neighborhoods of fighters and civilians. Well, lack of a signature by the president is creating news.
President Obama has declined to sign into law a renewal of sanctions on Iran, but he's letting the sanctions become law anyway. The White House had said that Obama had planned to sign the law, but there was a midnight deadline and he didn't sign it.
AP correspondent Josh Letterman, the White House has argued that the renewal is unnecessary because the administration retains other authorities to punish Iran if necessary for any violations of the nuclear deal. Closing arguments expected this morning in the Charleston church shootings trial of Dylan Roof. Then the case, 33 charges, will go to the jury. If they come back with guilty verdicts, the same jury will decide if Roof gets the death penalty or life in prison without parole in another phase of the trial starting January 3rd. Arctic air is tracking from the Midwest to the Northeast. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the frigid temperatures will pose a danger to anyone who's outdoors.
The cold wind chills will cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin.
The system is also expected to bring widespread snow from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. In upstate New York, some schools and government offices are closing early ahead of 1 to 2 feet of lake effect snow expected. A vehicle drove off a boat landing in northeast Alabama with at least four inside drowned. Kim Learned is one of two who survived.
And I thought I got help in time, but I guess I didn't. I was too late.
Sound courtesy WBMA, one person is still missing. This is AP Radio News. Internet pioneer Yahoo is dealing with another major data breach. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Yahoo says it's discovered that 3 years ago, hackers stole data from a billion accounts. The August 2013 breach is distinct from a break-in it disclosed in September when a half billion accounts were compromised in 2014. The stolen data includes email addresses, telephone numbers, and dates of birth. Yahoo says it doesn't have any reason to think bank account information or payment data were stolen. They're stored in a separate system. Verizon has agreed to pay $4.8 billion to buy the struggling internet pioneer. It's not clear how the new revelations might affect that deal. Warren Levinson, New York.
Wizards guard John Wall likes the new collective bargaining agreement reached between the NBA and its players. He says it means players can focus on the game.
It's a lot better. It's a lot easier. It takes the pressure off. You relax. You know, you can be able to play for the next couple of years. And I think both parties did a great job. And just sit back and see what happens.
Approval is expected to be just a formality. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.